Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Well, this is Illinois Family Spotlight, and I am Monty Larrick, and this is David Smith.
Yeah, hello.
David is the executive director of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action. That's our political wing, right?
Well, that is more, our 501c3, and C4, which allows us to do more political.
Okay, we're going to talk a little politics here, I think.
Absolutely.
And joining our conversation is Lenny Jarrett, the project manager for the Center for Transforming Education for the Heartland Institute. You're out of Chicago?
Arlington Heights.
Arlington Heights. Moved out of Chicago in 2015.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Got out in the suburbs.
Northwest suburbs, which is great. So, and you guys hold all kinds of different forums and events that people can actually literally go to.
Yes, we do. Pretty much every Wednesday night, and you check, go to heartland.org, click on the events tab, and see what event we have coming up.
And what are the topics you handle? I know you do education.
Yeah, education is my favorite, because if we don't fix education in the country, we're never going to fix anything else. But Constitution reform.
Okay.
Budget and tax.
Okay.
Healthcare. And environment and climate.
There you go, which I love what you guys do on that front, too. So
yeah, we're kind of unique in that we don't really focus as much on national policy, but we focus on state-level policy. So we are actually one of the unique ones that go to every state in the union when we need to talk to legislators and stuff to try to educate them on good policy.
What's your website?
Heartland.org.
Heartland,
yes.
Now, Mr. Jarrett has presented analysis on Common Core on a number of media outlets. I'm sure there's some folks out there who don't know what Common Core is.
Well, I'm holding in my hand one of their brochures, the Center for Education Transformation. And inside, the first point under how to transform K-12 education is repeal and replace Common Core. So talk to us, Lenny.
Should the politicians do that before they repeal and replace Obamacare?
They can do both at the same time.
Yeah, would be nice, right? So what are the problems with Common Core?
A lot of the problems with Common Core is that it wasn't developmentally appropriate. It wasn't benchmarked and tested like they tried to claim it was.
Right.
And it's just not suitable. It's more of Common Core is really how do you bring students down to a common denominator to make all the schools actually look better than they actually are? That's really what Common Core is doing.
We've had Dr. Duke Pesta speak for Illinois Family Institute. You've been there to the forum. And the thing he likes to say is, they're not trying to hide anything, right? They want to make all students
the
common.
Same. Exactly.
Common. And how many parents think their kids are common, right?
Well, yeah. How many kids or parents don't want their kids to excel?
Exactly.
Beyond the common denominator.
Right. They want their kids to have a better education and a better life than they had, and that's universal among all parents.
And so instead of having local school boards and local parents determining what makes up their curriculum and how they're going to do things, we've got federal bureaucracy telling states and local school boards how to do their business.
Exactly. And that we see that all the time. And it doesn't matter. Every time you turn around, you had the new math fad in the 80s, then the whole language fads, and it just continues. And you had No Child Left Behind, and you had then that led into Common Core. Now you've got the ESSA, Every Student Succeeds Act, which I call it the No Student Succeeds Act.
Oh boy.
You're going to have new things coming all the time, and it's never going to stop as long as the government believes they're in charge and they're the experts, and that's really our overarching problem.
And Common Core is riddled with left-leaning ideology.
Yeah, it's riddled with it. Well, they made it so generic in parts that any bad curriculum can be put in under Common Core. So it's kind of the gateway to every bad curriculum you ever want to see or that they can dream up and imagine.
including CECAS stuff, yeah. right? Which is the sexuality, the sex ed portion that the federal government is now pushing. Here in the state of Illinois, they started sixth grade. In Chicago, in kindergarten.
Yeah, well, that stuff started even before the federal government got involved. It's just getting more and more. Now the federal government thinks they can be in charge of this. They're putting their own regulations on top of the state regulations that were already there. And it's just, it's getting worse.
Okay, so your first point says repeal Obamacare and Common Core. I'm sorry, that's kind of in my mind here.
Yeah. Well, amen.
Yes. Okay, repeal and replace Common Core. So what are we going to replace it with?
Well, there's two ways to replace it. I have my opinion of how it should be replaced. It should be replaced with nothing, actually. It should be replaced with full education choice where the parents decide, so the local school decides exactly what curriculum they want, when they want it, and it shouldn't be decided by a bureaucrat. If a state wants to look at it, it should be at the state level. But if you want to look at it, you go back to the Massachusetts standards before Common Core, even the Indiana standards before Common Core. And for once, actually, the math standards in California before Common Core were actually pretty good. So there are standards out there that were actually better than Common Core before Common Core was ever put in place. I just don't think you need all the standards. But politicians, again, think they can do better than everybody else. And as we've seen, they can't.
Well, why don't you need standards?
Well, what the goal of education is really to just educate the populace. And the way most parents know is when their kid's ready for college or they're ready for the workforce. So it would be easy enough to know, okay, what does a child need to know when they go to work? Businesses could tell you that. What do the child need to go to college? Every college in the country has an admissions test to determine whether kids need remediation or not. You could take those tests and you would know what you're doing. But we had better education 70, 80 years ago than we have now.
Absolutely.
All we have to do is go back to some of the stuff we were doing before. Everything's there. It's just the sequencing, how things are done, it's not hard. It's not rocket science, really, to find out, to do this. You really, the states really, in my opinion, should have more like, guy, okay, you want to teach these subjects. You go figure out how you want it done. Every school, to attract parents, is going to do the best that they can and what niche they want. You'll have schools popping up for more trade schools in high school. You'll have schools that focus on getting kids ready for college.
Sure.
The options are going to show up just because this is what this kid likes the best, and the options will be there.
Can you give us a couple of examples of just how crazy Common Core is?
Well, one of the examples I actually like to use is how they teach math, because my background is mathematics.
Okay.
And so
I lost already. Yeah. So.
We have it on a card, a little rack card that shows the example of how you traditionally used to subtract math. If you want to take 225 minus 224, put it in columns one above the other, and you get the answer 1. Well, if you're doing Common Core aligned math, you actually have to put those numbers on a number line, figure out the difference from 220, you're starting out, you're going to get your hundreds, you're going to get your 24, and you're putting all these on the number lines. And you're going to take that 100, 100, 100, and you're going to put them in another formula and then add the numbers. So in third grade, Common Core aligned math is actually using addition to teach subtraction.
Oh, boy.
That's how bad it is. Exactly.
Sounds like a long and drawn out process.
It is.
Oh, so frustrating. You know, and then this will have an effect on those who are mathematically inclined, like yourself, Lenny, who wants to excel and who wants to go ahead of the curve. And you're going to be frustrated with this process that just doesn't seem necessary.
It doesn't.
How can a parent help a kid with their homework?
That's the thing. They don't want the parents helping with their homework. Was it Jason Zimba, who wrote the math standards, flat out said parents should not be helping their kids with their math homework anymore because they don't know how to do the new math.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's the goal. They don't want parents. It's another way of breaking down the family structure. If your parents can't help their kids with homework, you're breaking that bond of of parents actually helping their kids.
Never thought of that. That's good.
What would you say to those who would suggest, you know, this opposition to Common Core? You're overblowing the impact, and this is all conspiracy theory and all this, and you're really not seeing full-blown Common Core in any individual public school.
Well, you see Common Core everywhere. And the thing about it is, Common Core, even though it wasn't mandated by the federal government, they basically have gotten around the law that you can't have a national curriculum.
By tying federal dollars to it.
They basically, the states, Barack Obama, when he went in the office, and Arne Duncan, basically bribed the states
to
take this money with Race to the Top money. And then if you tried to get out, they were going to punish you by taking that money away. And schools never like to reject money.
Now, we want to get to where Trump is and his new administration and cabinet picks are. But let me just point out that there is opposition to Common Core on the left.
With
teacher unions,
Chicago teachers unions actually oppose it.
And the Washington teachers union in Seattle, right?
Yep.
So tell what's going on there? The Democrats in Washington State, right, came out against this.
Yes. They understand that there's a problem with it. A lot of, though, what they believe is wrong with it, though, is it's not progressive enough.
Oh, dear.
And that's part
of the— I didn't
know
that.
Yes, it's not progressive enough. Actually, Bill Ayers actually had a quote about that, that it wasn't progressive enough for him. He thought it should be more progressive.
Well, the teachers union here in Chicago, Karen Lewis, has come out strongly against it because it takes away local control. And with that, there's a few things I probably would agree with Karen Lewis on.
Yes, it's one of the
I
few.
I would agree with her on that.
Yes.
So.
Actually, I forgot her exact quote, but it's something like implementing Common Core is like building an airplane when you're already in flight.
Oh,
so
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen Lewis. Well, we need to take a break, and we'll continue our discussion about education matters with Lenny Charon after this.
Do you know that the time your children spend in school for 1 year is as much time as they will spend in church in over 5 years? Why would we want our children to be in a school that denies God and His truth? Christian Liberty Academy was founded in 1968 to provide a place that would affirm and strengthen what our children learn at home and in their churches. We have a great location in Arlington Heights, outstanding faculty and facilities, a strong biblical worldview emphasis, and an affordable tuition price compared to similar schools. We provide a comprehensive and accredited curriculum that will prepare your child for college and beyond. From preschool all the way through 12th grade, discover the positive difference that Christian Liberty Academy can make in their education and life. Schedule a personal tour today and get more information at ChristianLibertyAcademy.com or call 847-385-2013.
Have you ever noticed how many churches sit empty throughout the week? Well, Freedom Project Academy wants to change that, and it's a simple concept. Partner with churches across the country to provide fully accredited, biblically based online classes that allow every church that sits empty Monday through Friday to start their own school. Let's fill up our churches all week long. Visit Freedom Project Academy because together we can faithfully educate America.
This is Illinois Family Spotlight. Thanks for joining us. I'm Monty Lurk, and I am joined in our conversation by David Smith.
Hello.
With the Illinois Family Institute, our executive director, and our special guest is Mr. Lenny Jarrett, the project manager for the Center for Transforming Education for the Heartland Institute. We've been talking about Common Core, and, you know, the Common Core was implemented during the Barack Obama administration. Now, there's a new sheriff in town.
Yep.
His name is Donald Trump. Where does he stand on Common Core?
Well, Trump states that he is totally against Common Core and wants to get rid of it. The question is, can he get rid of it and how he could go about getting rid of it?
Yeah.
So first, he can't unilaterally get rid of Common Core.
He can't.
He can't because the way it was brought in, it's not really, it can't be federally mandated. And I honestly, I don't want him to federally mandate replacing it and doing something else.
Right.
I want him to give the power back to the states to choose their own curriculum. Actually, rather give it back to the parents and the schools individually. But first step is moving it back to the states and getting the federal government out. So if he gets rid of the bribes and the punishments for having Common Core, it's going to slowly get rid of Common Core on its own, which is the best route to take than a unilaterally trying to get rid of it.
Well, why is it a better approach to leave it up to the states as opposed to the federal government?
Because if Trump's administration unilaterally gets rid of Common Core, the next administration could unilaterally put something in worse than Common Core.
Right.
So the power doesn't belong in Washington. It belongs back more local, and the states is the first step in getting it closer back to
education where it is one of those things that should be back on the state level, not in Washington,
yes.
D.C.
Yeah.
Now, could he stop enforcing the federal dollars thing? You know, if you don't comply with our Common Core standards here, you don't get federal dollars. Can
yes,
he do
that's what he should be doing, is okay. ending those punishments for getting rid of Common Core, and that's the route he should be taking with that.
All right, and as we record this today, we know that his nominee to the Department of Education, now Lenny and I would probably agree here, and Monty, you probably do too, that maybe a Department of Education shouldn't be in Washington, D.C., but let's just say...
But it employs a lot of people. They pay tax.
It's almost 5,000 people now, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. It's deep. Well, his nominee is a woman named Betsy DeVos. What can you tell us about her, and should we be hopeful about what she brings to this to the cabinet?
Yeah, I think we should be cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
There are some things in her background that worry me a little bit. She has been a supporter of Common Core before,
okay.
And she has been a supporter of a lot of regulations on charter schools and of choice schools. So that worries me a little bit. She has, since she's been appointed, come out totally against Common Core. And so we're going to have to see. But if she's really big into promoting school choice. So if she goes down that route with her bully pulpit, we're going to see more and more education and choice around the states, which we have already seen. Right now, currently, there's almost 20 states that have filed bills for education savings accounts or in new or expanding current programs. And 5 states have actually submitted bills for universal school choice.
Really?
In their states.
Do you know what those are?
Georgia, Texas, Iowa, Arizona, and Arkansas.
No kidding.
So what could the federal government do to promote education choice in Illinois when we're in a blue state controlled by Democrats, and they don't want
public
this.
Public sector unions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Illinois is going to be difficult no matter what we do. But if they've stopped the punishment and stuff, then there's more flexibility. If they say, okay, state, you can do what you want. Or they could, you know, I don't really want – I mean, block grants is the best way to start that process. But you still have the same thing. A new administration changes or gets rid of block grants or does new block grants for what they want. You're still having that federal control.
Sure.
The best thing for the Department of Ed would be to stop giving money in that way back to the states. Cut out all the programs they currently have. Just start cutting them off. When they end, they're done. Don't renew those programs and just gradually start ending that feed. Realistically, most schools, it's about 8 to 10 cents of their school's money comes from the federal government.
Okay.
Over 40% of the regulations come from the federal government.
So 8 to 10 cents of every dollar they receive comes from the federal government.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of those regulations are unfunded mandates.
Oh, most of them are unfunded mandates. Obviously, if they're only getting 8 to 10%,
yeah, right,
and they're getting 40% of the regulations, they're almost every one of them are unfunded mandates.
So would Betsy DeVos go down that path of starting to cut back the size and scope of the Department of Education?
That is the hope.
That's the hope.
Because that's Trump's basic philosophy. He wanted to get rid of the Department of Education.
Okay, so...
So that's the philosophy that she should be running it by, is to cut down the size of it.
Well, we talk about unraveling the U.S. Department of Education, and I don't see that happening, given the political climate. So could we at least scale back what the U.S. Department of Education does? What would be a compromise suitable to you, Lenny?
Well, the one thing I could see the Department of Education doing is just being a data collection agency. If they went back to just that, that would be fine. They don't need to be a cabinet-level department. Actually, they started in 1867 instead of under Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter just promoted them to a full cabinet position. They could go back to that where they just collected data.
Okay.
Would, for the most part, that would be – that's where I would like to see them
go back
to. That
would be helpful to all the bureaucrats in the states.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The one thing you see, though, is what data they're going to want to collect. And that's what you see. We see with all this avenue with high-stakes testing. It's all these standardized testing. Most people don't realize that's for the bureaucrats. That's not for the teachers. By the time you take one of those standardized tests, it's going through the grading process, getting graded. They do that in February and, well, actually, most of them in April now. Those results don't come back till October. That kid's already passed on to the next grade.
That's right.
It doesn't help a single teacher or anything to know where their kid was. It's only for the bureaucrats is where all that standardized testing is for.
That's interesting. And the testing does dictate the curriculum, doesn't it? Does it not?
It does if you're trying to make your school look better than it actually is. On true education,
sure.
You don't care what comes out on the standardized test because they're going to be so far and above what's coming out on the standardized test that it's not going to matter.
No, that's a wonderful point. But my concern about the curriculum, Lenny, is that we even see, and I'm a homeschooling father, you are a homeschooling father, we have seen how the curriculum, even in homeschool textbooks, have changed to kind of align with Common Core. And it would be my hope that once we get away from Common Core, we go back to the way it was and it should be.
Well, it's one of the things. Actually, I did that last year. I actually did a study on looking at curriculum, homeschool curriculum in particular, on what was Common Core aligned and what wasn't.
Interesting.
And actually had a sheet when I went to some of the homeschool conventions that I actually passed out so people could see what it was and what it wasn't. And there are several curriculum that are aligned to Common Core. And some of them still have the older homeschool style curriculum, and you can ask for the more the classical education, the homeschool line of the curriculum, and still get it. But you have to ask in a lot of situations because a lot of places are shifting over without even thinking about it or not even worrying about it because they want to be able to sell to a lot of the private schools and religious schools are adopting Common Core.
Yeah.
And so that's why the curriculum is changing and moving into that. It's getting Common Core aligned. It's bad.
Are they adopting it because they think it's better or because they just don't know that it's in there?
A lot of it, honestly, to me, is the teacher colleges are training teachers, and so they're hiring new teachers coming out, and those teachers only know Common Core aligned subjects, and so they're having to switch their curriculum because of the available teaching staff.
And they're also worried about SATs and ACTs and those scores because those are aligning as well to Common Core.
SAT is fully aligned. ACT has actually started to back off now.
Oh, interesting.
They actually, what they had done was they actually added questions that aligned to Common Core, but they kept their old sets of questions. They're starting to realize that they need to start backing off of it a little bit more because of Common Core is now non-predictive of how kids are going to do in college. Thankfully, there's some alternatives now.
That's right. Besides homeschooling, and you know, our homeschool type is pretty eclectic, you know, so we can pull in whatever we want. But all right, so if our listeners want more information, Lenny, what do they do about this issue, Common Core in education, school choice?
Go to heartland.org, and we link to a lot of other organizations around the country that have information about school choice, and we have a lot of information ourselves. Or you can email me directly at education@heartland.org.
Education@heartland.org. You guys are a phenomenal resource, and we should take advantage of it.
Lenny Jarrett with the Heartland Institute, our special guest here on Illinois Family Spotlight. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.